All right, let's get something straight right here. The essence of America is the spirit of resistance and rebellion to all authority. And it's also the acid test for authoritarians. What I love about this video right here is that one simple gesture exposed the heart of an authoritarian through his actions. Authority is illegitimate, you have no master, and you are the servant to no one. Check this out.
Bonus from the Commerce Police Department. You have your driver's license on you, please?
What'd you stop me for?
All right, I stopped you because when you drove by me back there, you stuck your middle finger up the whole time you was driving by me. You think I didn't see you?
Yeah, I knew you see.
So the reason for the stop, the reason for this badged law enforcer to interrupt another human being's day was because he got offended at a gesture. The authoritarianism comes out.
What was that for?
I mean, is it against the law? Is there a law against that?
It is a form of aggressive driving. You know, the Georgia statute of aggressive driving is?
No, sir. You can't be a complaining party in that.
I can't be a complaining party in aggressive driving? Where is that written in the statute?
You want to get your supervisor out here?
Supervisor, just to let you know.
Then I'm going to need somebody. No, I didn't see you. Didn't.
This is who you get. So.
Okay.
If you want to tell me what the statute is, go ahead and recite me what the statute is.
I don't need to recite the statute. I need to tell you your job.
No, you don't need to.
I can flip you off all I want to.
Look at that. I just want to stop it right there. That right there is the spirit of America. But cops don't like it. Why? Because they're authoritarians. How do we know when you've encountered an authoritarian? Because words or signs or gestures interfere with their ability to continue doing their job. As a matter of fact, they can't stand it. That's contempt of cop, and they will not let you get away with it to the point of interfering with you. And in some cases, not here, but opening your door, pulling you out of the car, putting the cuffs on you, and throwing you into a cage because you offended them. They have delicate personalities. They're very fragile. Their egos are super sensitive. And the last thing they want to see is a middle finger from an American exercising the rights that the law enforcer swore to protect, defend, and uphold.
Okay. You see that right there?
You're driving a vehicle and you're distracted driving by doing that.
I was looking at the road. I can do this all day long, sir.
Okay. So, if you want to tell me what it
is, I'll tell you what. I don't have to give you my ID.
Okay, you do.
I don't have to give you my ID because this is an unlawful stop.
It's not an unlawful
100% stop. Unlawful stop. I can flip you off all day long.
All right.
All day long.
I think the cop legitimately believes that it's not unlawful for me to pull you over for a gesture. He really believes that he has the right to pull you over. And you have the obligation to obey him and submit to his authority. That's the psychopathy. That's what a psychopath believes. A psychopath actually believes they have the right to control you and you have the obligation to consent to their control or he's going to punish you.
I'm mad. Like, what did I do to deserve that from you?
All of y'all deserve that.
All of us deserve that?
Until I know different. Yep.
Like, all of us as long?
I was kidnapped and held for ransom.
And this guy doesn't even need to go into a story. He doesn't even need to have had a negative experience from law enforcement in the past to know that the very reason he did what he did is proven by the actions of the cop. It's like, the reason I did that to you is because you guys do this kind of stuff. You're going to stop, you're going to harass, you're going to interfere with my free right to travel and free right to exercise my freedom of speech on American soil. Of course you deserve the middle finger. You're proving that you deserve it just by this traffic stop right here. You prove copper, you prove badge authoritarian that you deserve the disrespect I'm giving you.
Listen, for 2.5 years by cops. Until the jury of my peers set me free.
Okay, so what
it doesn't matter whether you did or not. I will do this all day long if I want to.
Okay, you're not going to 100%
right. You want to write me a ticket for it?
I can. I don't.
No. Write me. I dare you to write me a ticket. License, insurance, registration's on the back. Write me a ticket, motherfucker.
See, look at the language.
Write me a ticket, motherfucker. Write me a ticket. Write me a ticket.
You changed the whole thing by calling me a motherfucker.
I go in?
You cannot get out of the car.
Okay, let's go.
You changed the whole thing by calling me an emmer effer. Change the whole thing. You're the one who stopped me. You're the one cop who's interrupting my day. You're the one who's actually violating his own oath. You're the one who's actually the corrupt armed agent of the state at my window of my car on my property just because I threw a bird up at you.
Get this shit over with.
Now
freedom of speech. You can't be a complaining party in a disorderly conduct.
I can't be a
You absolutely lawyer. Cannot. I can cuss all day in front of you. There's no kids around. There's nobody else. You cannot be a complaining party in the state of Georgia on disorderly conduct. Okay, go check the law.
Anything about disorderly conduct.
Well, you said I changed the stop. Write me a ticket.
You did.
And why would you want to be? Why would you as a cop want to be a complaining party in any state for any reason? For a gesture, for a sign, for a word. Why would you want that on your record? You know, and I'm not talking about just your paper record in the realm of humanity, but I'm talking about your record in the span of the universe. Why would you as an individual want on your record that you pulled somebody over because you got your feelings hurt because you didn't like the gesture that was being displayed out of a car window? Why would you want that? Why would you want the world to know that's what kind of person you are? That's how soft you are? That's how fragile your ego is?
Because now
write me a ticket
and you're calling me a motherfucker for no reason whatsoever.
You stop me unlawfully. I can flip you off all day long.
Okay.
There it is again.
Like I'm saying to you, like I'm trying to educate you if you give me an opportunity.
You're the one who needs an education, obviously, Sarge.
Okay. So, all right, then let me know which part I need to educate on.
He needs an education, and he needs a heart of righteousness, and he needs a moral compass. Because anybody with a moral compass and a heart of righteousness and knowledge of, and wisdom in his head would never do what this cop is doing. This cop is literally, as we speak, committing a crime. And I know a lot of people are going to give him a break and go, well, look at that. Look how nice he is. Look how pleasant he is. Look at the smile on his face. A smile on the face under the guise of tyranny is still tyranny. Kind tyranny is still tyranny. A smiling tyranny is still tyranny. This is tyranny. This is a man desiring to exercise control over another man because he didn't like the gesture that other man threw up. That's all this is. And now you're going to jeopardize somebody's life on the roadside. And this is actually on this guy's private property in his private vehicle. He's going to jeopardize his life and come with the implied threat of force of the state because he is an armed agent.
So that I can educate myself.
That anybody can flip you off. This is 100% the First Amendment.
Amen.
As I will sit here and do it with my car running and driving past you as I did. I do it all the time. I do it to state troopers just to see if a motherfucker is going to be stupid enough to stop me for it. So there it is. Write me my fucking ticket and let's get this stop over with. I'm home.
Okay.
I got fries here.
Give me 1 second. My old lady, right back
thank
to you. Okay?
Write my ticket.
This is not advisable to do, but is refreshing. Do you have the freedom to do this? Yes, you have the freedom to do it. And it's refreshing to watch people exercise their freedom in doing this. But unfortunately, because we live among psychopaths who are usually dressed in costumes and hop out of clown cars, when you do that, you actually put your life in jeopardy. Not because what you did was wrong, not because what you did wasn't covered by the First Amendment, because what you did is going to be probably end you up in jail, or end you up with a serious fine, or end you up with being tortured on the roadside, or end up with you being dead because some psychopath cannot stand contempt of cop.
All right, sir. So you see, I got a couple of people. It's just for our safety. All right. So look, I'm going to do as you said. I'm going to give you the ticket for aggressive.
Boy, this guy is unloading his entire bag of tricks. This clown, this costume clown. Well, this is Joe. I got some more people that have arrived. This is just for our safety, which you wouldn't have needed if you didn't interfere with this guy's free course of travel.
Driver.
Appreciate you.
I went ahead and got a
Corporal,
case number.
You don't let him write me a ticket for flipping him off?
She's my sergeant.
Sergeant?
Yes.
You don't let him write me a ticket for flipping him off?
Aggressive driving, yeah.
Aggressive driving. Okay.
So that's what I was trying to...
No good cops on the scene yet. Where are all the good cops again? Where are they? No good cops arriving on the scene. Commanding officers approving of it. This guy right here got offended. The other cop, there's three cops that end up showing up. Nobody stopped and go, wait a second. You pulled him over for what? For flipping you off, and you're actually classifying that as aggressive driving? What the hell's wrong with you? What department have I joined here? You bunch of damn sissies. Do you realize what Benjamin Franklin, Nathan Hale, Thomas Paine, Thomas Jefferson would have done to you if they found out that you actually did this on American soil after they shed their blood? They've given their lives, their fortune, their sacred honors, and you're going to jeopardize the life of an American because he chose to exercise his First Amendment? What the hell is wrong with you?
It's not aggressive driving, but we'll see it in court. I'll see you in court.
I don't
need a second. Let me sign the shit, okay. And let's go. Right. Let's get this shit over with.
This is going to be my copy. I'll put an X right here for you if you just go ahead and sign right there.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Court date's right here. Yes. The time, date, and address, and everything is right there
copy
for
that.
You. And on the back right here is a website. If you want to view the ticket or whatever, the phone number for the police department's right there.
No, okay,
if
not.
You have any questions. Oof. You'll see on there in the remarks column, I put the actual case number on there. There's a case number on top. The video from our body camera footage will be available. All you have to do is call the police department and talk to them.
I need your body camera footage.
Be able to help you out, okay?
I need your body camera footage.
All right.
I flipped you off.
All right.
I'll say it to your body cam. I flipped them off.
All right. So here's, what is your insurance card and all? All right, man. You have a good evening, all right?
Let me put in words the actions of this cop. How dare you exercise your freedom of speech on American soil? I'm going to now economically terrorize you with a citation because I got personally offended.
My ID in there? No, you gave it back to me. I got it. Three of y'all because I flipped somebody off. Three of y'all for this. Three of y'all for this. It took three of y'all? It took three of y'all?
Don't get yourself in trouble.
I'm not getting myself in trouble. I can stand here all day long and do this. Get the fuck out. Kick rocks. Emerson, kick rocks.
Don't get yourself in trouble is another thing a psycho would say. That's what rapists say. That's what murderers say. Oh, man, you made me do it. The rapist is like, because of the way you dressed, you made me do. You don't make me do this. You went too far. You made me do it to you. Don't get yourself in trouble. Don't make me put my hands on you.
You're dismissed. You're dismissed.
This is a perfect picture of the essence of America, and that is the spirit of resistance and rebellion to authority. Leave your thoughts about this for the world and the Global Thought Police in the comments section below. If you haven't done so already, subscribe to my brand new channel called The Disturbing Illusion, where we expose these authoritarians on the political world stage. Like, subscribe, and comment on this Here's the Deal channel. It really helps with the algorithm, and I will see you guys in the next video.